So I've been asked by several folks, where is that you're doing your podcast at? Did you build a studio? No, the reality is this is Phil's world right here. This is the study in my house. And pretty much everything in here has its own story. God's given me a pretty eclectic life, I guess you'd say. Between time in ministry, 20 years of practicing law, 8 years in state politics, and 30 years of military service with tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Yeah, I've had an opportunity to just be around and see some different things, and very cool. But everywhere I look in this room, there is something that reminds me of a place that I've been. One of the items I wanted to talk about for a few minutes is hanging right over there on the wall. Here in the study, there's a flag hanging in the far corner over there, you may notice. It was a gift that was given to me by an Afghan man during the early days of the war. He had heard that I was redeploying soon, and he rushed to have this thing made for me, and he sought me out at our safe house in Kunduz, Afghanistan, just days before I left. So yeah, it's a small handmade rug, about 18 by 30 inches, made to look like an American flag. And if you pay attention, you'll notice it actually has 17 stripes and 77 stars. But it was a thought that counts. The reality is, though, like I said, it hangs here on the wall next to the shelves and all the mementos so that I can see it and know every single day that I've got a visual reminder of that time when a man gave it to me. And when he did, it was what he said that really impacted me. He was giving it to me because he recognized the level of sacrifice that America had gone through to free he and his people from the Taliban and try and make their lives better. So yeah, when he did that, the symbol that he chose when giving the gift was the flag of our own nation. I wouldn't take anything for it. So let me just take that and run with it for a minute. Let me start by asking you a question. It's not a rhetorical question at all. Think about this for a second when I ask it. What do you think of when you see our nation's flag? I mean, literally, what are the images, the emotions that come to your mind when you see our flag, Old Glory, the Stars and Stripes? What memories are evoked? Are they good or bad? Are they honorable or regretful? When you see the flag of the United States of America, do you well up with pride? Do you remember friends and loved ones? Do you think about those that you served with or times when you stood for the national anthem? Do you remember, like I do as a kid, standing for the Pledge of Allegiance in school every morning before you started your daily lessons? Now wrap up all of those thoughts and feelings, those emotions and sentiments, and then ask yourself, why? Why do we even have a flag? What's the purpose? What does any nation have a piece of cloth on a pole flying above its official buildings and carried by its military for? What's the point? Every country in the world has a flag. I'm not aware of any that don't. Some say that the use of flags dates way back to ancient Egypt. Romans carried their standards. Ships used flags at sea to identify themselves from a distance. The military used flags to rally troops and to identify units on the field of battle. But the nation's flag is always far more than just a cloth with a colorful pattern. A nation's flag is a symbol that we are still here, that the people of that nation have a representation on the world stage, that we have not been beaten, that we have come to the rescue, or that we have overcome an obstacle. And no other flag has done more to represent its people and its way of life than the flag of the United States of America. With the exception, perhaps, of the symbol of the cross of Christianity, no other symbol in history has done more to represent a cause and to stand up under duress, or to show others that a better day is on the horizon, or just to remind folks who are down why they should look up. There are standards for how the flag is to be presented, standards for how it's to be folded and displayed, how it's even to be made. The flag as we know it today has 13 stripes alternating red-white adjacent to a field of blue that contains 50 white stars, one for each of the 50 states. Those colors were even chosen specifically, with red symbolizing hardiness and valor, white symbolizing purity and innocence, and blue symbolizing vigilance, perseverance, and justice. In 1813, the people of Baltimore, they knew the British were going to attack, and the garrison commander at Fort McHenry, he ordered a massive 30-foot by 42-foot American flag to be made. Seven ladies spent over a month on their hands and knees on the floor of a large warehouse to sew it all together. That enormous flag that then flew over Fort McHenry in 1814 as the British shelled it relentlessly is what caused Francis Scott Key to write the Star-Spangled Banner. And that same flag was located in the late 90s. It was fully conserved. It's now on display at the Smithsonian Institution because it's valuable. to our nation, to our people. To this day, there is only one flag that has been planted on another planet. The flag of the United States of America was planted on the moon by astronauts Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong as a symbol that we as a nation overcame the laws of physics in the expanse of space. America did that, and our flag still stands up there as proof. When a small band of worn-out Marines fought to the top of Mount Suribachi during the Battle of Iwo Jima, a battle that my wife's grandfather fought in, they didn't just take a break and lick their wounds when they got to the top. They raised the morale of the troops who were down below slogging their way through sand and bullets against the dug-in enemy by hoisting Old Glory on a makeshift pole. Well, the U.S. won that fight, and those men became the symbol of the U.S. Marines. When Teddy Roosevelt led the Rough Riders up San Juan Hill in the Spanish-American War, the men chose to pose at the top for a famous picture with their leader, who became president later. But standing above them was the American flag that they had planted on top of that hill to symbolize their victory. And yeah, you can think more recently too. When the World Trade Center towers collapsed on 9/11, one of the most iconic photos in modern history that rallied the nation was of three firefighters raising our flag above the carnage as a sign that we as a nation will not be defeated. The flag of the United States of America has flown over every war, every president, every veterans memorial, every courthouse in America. And when the presentation of the colors is made at an official event, there may be a state and local flag that's posted next to it, but they are dipped in salute to the great flag of the nation. Flags are flown up high because you're supposed to be looking up and not looking down when you see them. Flags are flown at half-mast to grieve and to remember those who are lost. And they are folded carefully and presented as a token of honor and appreciation for those who gave their lives for others in the service of the nation. In the U.S. military, I can just tell you from experience, when an American flag patch is worn on the uniform, it's worn on the right sleeve, with the stars toward the wearer's front, as if it's being flown while charging forward into battle. And to this day, one of my favorite things is being on a military installation near the end of a day, when the close of business is marked by the sound of retreat being played by a bugler, showing that the flag is being lowered respectfully for the day so that it doesn't fly in the dark. And when retreat is played, service members everywhere on that installation stop what they're doing, come to attention, and face the sound of the music to honor their flag. I've seen salty old veterans who fought in wars get misty-eyed seeing their flag, and people become incensed when athletes choose to kneel down and protest over it. Folks that don't like America will try to burn an American flag as if that somehow tears us down, but it never works. You can protest it, burn it, tear it down, stomp on it, and we'll just dust it off and put it right back up. Me personally, I get it. I love our flag. I don't worship it, but I do appreciate it. It's a symbol of where God chose to place me, and I know that when it's flying, there's a strength and an honor that people who live elsewhere can only dream about. So again, what do you think of when you see Old Glory flying? I think about a man in Afghanistan who made that one right over there for me because he wanted me to have something that in his own mind symbolized the people that had come to set him free. I wouldn't take anything for it. Old Glory, long may she wave. That's my philosophy.